Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast. I'm Zach Oyama, and I'm here with...
Jasper William Cartwright. What's up?
Wow. We're here. We're in the final part of the final episode of Arc 1.
The end is nigh. How exciting to have relived your kind of first on mic, you know, in front of an audience, DMing experience. I can say as a fan of the show, great job, Zach. Great job past Zach. Wait, I'm not going to compliment you because you didn't do anything. It was past Zach.
I have done nothing.
You had nothing to do with it. Past Zach did all of the heavy
Current
lifting
Zach
on this.
Never done a day of work in his whole life. Yeah, we're here. We're at the end, the culmination of the arc. We have our heroes are facing off against the final boss of this world. It's the final showdown of the arc.
Final countdown. Boo, boo, boo. Oh, wait, I need to stop singing that just in case we get, I don't know what the laws are about how much you can sing. I think that was too close to the original track. You know, clearly people are gonna we're gonna get sued over that. So
it feels good to just have wrapped up this arc in this form. I assure you, past Zach was over, you know, it's like he finished a marathon, I think, is what it must feel like.
Yeah.
For past Zach.
Was this an intense recording schedule? Do you remember? Can you remember that far back, back in the early throes of recording this show?
I think we did one episode at a time because that was all I could manage. That was just fully crushed by the weight of doing one.
Sure. It's a lot. And, it's a lot, especially when you're starting out. It's definitely a lot. Yeah. I guess you had the benefit of like not having as much else to do at the time. You know, there was a thing happening.
Deep
apparently.
Quarantine. We were all on Zoom recording this. We made it work. Yeah.
Definitely made it work. And you made something beautiful. So I think there's only one thing that we should do right now.
I think we should take it away, past Zach.
Yeah.
Bubbles presses a button and you hear something stepping and stepping and stepping, and around from the side of the Godwalker, a larger, it's almost like a mini version of the Godwalker.
A demigod walker.
A little chunkier. Yeah, a demigod walker.
It demi is only half.
That's a huge construct. It has the same sort of swirling metal on it as the Godwalker itself. It walks around and sits right in front of Bubbles. He climbs up onto it and plugs himself into this machine, and its eyes go red. It holds up its arms, and one of them is an axe, and one of them is a big cudgel, and it looks at you guys. What do you guys do?
I go into a rage.
I've activated my ability, so I think I just... I mean, I'd love to just fucking guiding bolt the fucker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the loser.
Can I just get a little blocking here just to make sure I understand what's going on? We have the giant, gargantuan god thing with the big opal. We've got the demigod walker. And then is Bubbles a part of the demigod walker, or the demigod walker
like
is just sort of...
At it, right?
Is it like Krang?
That's what I pictured.
Let's roll initiative and I'll give you a lay of the land. And also tell me how you guys are positioned.
So I have a question. So I know that I know that my horsey that I summoned, what's the name of Dazzle Rise's dad?
Razzle Dazz.
Dazzle Rise's dad is Razzle Dazz. So Razzle Dazz goes after my initiative. Does Dazzle Rise, do I roll a separate initiative for him?
Whatever is easiest for you.
I'll just have them both go after me.
And what is in Dazzle Rise's dad, Razzle Dazz's saddlebags?
They're filled with glitter.
Perfect.
It's honestly weighing him down.
It's like I dreamed you up in one of my notebooks.
I rolled a 12 initiative.
Probably the best way to describe the lay of the land is like, I said soccer field before, but it's probably more like a baseball diamond in that like the crotch of the rope, the legs of the robot are splitting the roof a little bit. So you guys are within the bounds of the diamond. Like it comes to a point and then goes kind of straight out.
Mm-hmm.
That's like all told like 100 feet. There's like four major columns that are shooting up out of the ground too. They don't seem like they have any sort of magical energy. They look like they were a part of something that has crumbled since that was on the roof.
Is height a factor in this? I'm trying to...
Height's not really a factor here. It's pretty flat. Bubbles, aka the Tin Barnabas, has plugged himself into this demi-god walker. It has...
You keep saying walker, and I'm picturing like a little, like...
like Star Wars walker?
Oh.
You're gonna get it now.
I have achieved my final form.
You can see that, like, when it stood up after picking him up, he, like, kind of charged it up, and he's on a platform above, like, on the back of it, and then there's a lower platform that's, like, a little lower on the body. So about, like... 7 feet up, there's a platform, and about 14 feet up, there's another platform.
I'm going to stand in front of everybody else as I go into
a range. How close are you guys to
each other? Yeah, that's a good question. We want to kind of spread apart. I think me and the horsies will, I think we'll make a nice triangle all about 10 feet apart from each other. And let's do 20 feet apart.
And I'm probably hanging back a little bit because I coked up my friends and sent them into battle. I was probably like, yeah, get out, like really like hyped them up. Like, get out there, go on, go. And then like probably just sort of like hung back a little bit.
Tranix is just going to hang back with you. So Astrid's front and center. Brent Elizabeth's a little off to the side. Okay, cool. I'm sorry, what was the initiatives? Can we get that one more time?
19.
14 for Brent Elizabeth.
And only a 12 for old Clockwork Turbine. Turbine's still fuming that he said that fans are sometimes wrong. This goes against everything he believes.
We want a museum.
Astrid, you're first in the order. What do you do?
I'm going to run towards Bubbles. Can I get to him with haste? My speed is doubled, so 70 feet.
Yeah, you could get to him distance-wise, but he's raised very high up on this platform.
Okay,
he's
then
like
I'll,
15 feet in the air.
And then I'll climb the platform.
Okay, make a strength check to climb.
Damn, great. She's coked out.
And I have advantage on strength checks because I'm raging.
Okay.
21.
Okay, you're able to get on the first platform. Now there's a second platform. Like, there's two platforms on his back.
Okay, well then I'll use my dash action to do the second platform.
Wait, so you have how much is your movement?
So my movement regularly is 35, but because I have haste on, it's 70.
But you have to use some of your movement to climb too?
Yes, but I also then also have a third action. I have like a second action. So my movement, my movement is 70.
Okay.
So you have like 140 feet you can do and then still at least have one attack.
That I can do and then still do like my regular two attacks because I can use the haste as my dash.
Haste is all for movement and then you're attacking double.
Okay, great. That's a huge turn. So you are able to,
it's
I think if you make one more strength check, you can climb up to the second platform in
great.
One turn.
It's so funny to imagine Astrid just going nuts.
Yeah, you can get up there.
Great.
Bubbles looks at you like,
this felt like it was going to take longer.
And I will recklessly attack twice.
Okay.
Okay, the first one for sure misses. That's an 11 on the first attack.
Okay.
Then an 18 on the second attack. It's an 18 hit.
18 hits.
Okay, sick. First one, I'm just so cokey that I just swing too wildly. Stand still! He's completely stuck still. 8 damage. I do 8 damage. But that means that I retain my rage. Just hitting him one time means that I retain my rage. And if he tries to hit anybody else because of my ancestral guardians, he has disadvantage.
But is that only on physical attacks, or is that...
Let me see. Unless the spell says you are making an attack roll or labels it itself as an attack, you are not attacking.
Okay.
So cool. If you're making an attack roll, so anything, any spell that makes an attack roll.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you smack him. He's completely surprised that you got here immediately.
just scrambling up this axe in a mouth.
just full like assassins creating up the side of it.
Or you ever see like timber sports, people climb in a tree with axes, you know, just like
legs flailing down the side.
Yeah.
Full arm strength.
Cool. So that was Astrid's turn. The Demi God Walker is going to he was planning on attacking you, but without you in reach, he's trying to figure out what he should do. I think he sees you as the biggest threat, so he's going to reach back behind his head and grab you and impose strength check.
Okay.
Ooh, he got a nat 20.
Oh, no.
I did not get a nat 20. I got a dirty 20.
Okay. So he is going to pick you up and throw you into one of the legs of the goblin.
Oh, how dare just you! Don't you know who I am?
It's actually not that bad compared to what it could be. He's going to just, but he's getting you off his back is what is important to him. And he throws you into the wall, the nearby leg of the Godwalker for 3d6 of damage. So it was only for 8 so and then half to four. I guess. Make a perception check.
Sure. 14.
Okay. It's not that hard to see. Like, you are right next to the Godwalker. It looks like it was when you saw those like lanterns and stuff in the town, mm-hmm. where like all the detail was taken out of it. It clearly they like scraped all the metal that was around this town to kind of pour the mold for this creature. But on the leg itself, you notice that there's part of it that just didn't take to the actual construction of this body.
Huh.
There's this outlining of a handle and a little bit of some kind of, it looks like a maul on the side of the leg.
Sorry, it looks like cool. A what?
A maul, M-A-U-L. Like a weapon.
Not like M-A-L-L.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool, we're going to the mall.
This one can go shopping.
It's going to walk towards Brenda Elizabeth with the rest of its turn and the horses. It's very good that it did not attack this round. After the Warforged Titan, it's Brenda Elizabeth.
Okay, so since it's walked near me, how far am I from where the little brain is on that second platform?
It's 15 feet up in the air.
Okay, if that is the case, then I would like to first try to guiding bolt the guy.
Okay.
So I call forth. I got a nat one, but I reroll it, okay? Jesus. 13 hit.
A guiding bolt? Yeah, 13 does hit.
Wow.
Really? Yeah! Oh. That's awesome. 10 radiant, aka sparkle damage. And now I would like to use... Is he 10 feet from the edge of the platform?
Yes, but he's sort of buckled in, if that makes any sense.
Buckled in.
He's like strapped to this thing.
Brenda Elizabeth's going to try to tilt that brain out of that thing.
Yeah, I want to try to whip him out. I guess I'm saying, like, is he buckled in so much that I couldn't thorn whip him out of there?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to make a strength check to get him off of that.
Okay. In that case, can I have Dazzle Razz face step with Dazzle Razz to go attack a father and son mission?
It is a platform that can only hold a medium sized creature or smaller.
Okay, if that's the case, then I think my only option is to try to do the strength check and try to rip him out. Otherwise, my horsies can't attack.
So, yeah, they can attack the robot itself.
They could paw at the control panel over by the
Godwalker. Sure, they could do that.
They could just hoof it.
Okay.
They also, what else could they do? I think, they probably can't be on the platform. Yeah, that's true. But For you to get up on there, though, you do have to make the two strength checks to climb up.
Two strength checks to climb up, or I could use Dazzle Rise's Fae Step.
Yes, but he goes with you. He would, like, take falling damage, I think.
Just a horse boinging up into the air. You jumping off the horse as he just falls.
I guess I was saying more like, is there room for one horsey on there, not two?
No, they're large creatures, they're large I creatures. Think.
Okay, then they will go attack something else, and fuck it. I'll just create bonfire on it with my with my action. So he has to do a dex. He has to do a dex save.
Ooh. He's strapped in. He's staying in that bonfire.
What does he have to get?
A DC 15 dex.
Okay. He rolled really well, but he has not the best dex. And you set him on fire.
Wait.
I rolled poorly, so it was only 4 fire damage. And now the father-son horsies will go attack the body of this robot, trying to fell one of its legs.
It's looking around, like trying to like keep track of the horses spinning around him.
Also, the next person to make an attack on the brain will have advantage because of Guiding Bolt. Because I didn't use
shit.
It. Just so everyone knows. Okay. Cool. Yeah, so then the horsies are going to attack the leg of this Debbie God Walker. I rolled a 19 and a 15. One became a 24, one became a 22.
But this hit.
Because I think this guy uses my... Oh, wait, attack modifier? That's not my spell attack. He actually gets a 19 to hit.
Okay, the 19 misses. Okay.
Whoa.
But Dazzle Razz hits for 6.
Dazzle Razz pops the demigod walker. It's like...
Just
didn't really do much, but
going at a robot.
It's like when your friend pops you in the arm, like, ah, shit. Did damage, but maybe not the most. Cool. So is that the end of your turn?
Yes. Yeah.
At the end of Brenda Elizabeth's turn, it is Turbine's turn now.
Cool. Can I do some kind of check or something to see if I... You tell me what the mechanics of this would be, I guess. I want to find out if, like, destroying that big ol' opal, if destroying that is possible and can be, like, a thing to stop that god from coming into our universe.
Yeah, make a... I'll let you, in this place, make that persuasion check again to be able to understand this more.
Cool. Any chance I could do a history check, which is a little better than my... persuasion?
Sure. Well, actually, I don't think it's a history check for you. Sorry.
I will do that persuasion check. Here we go. Oh, that's not good. That's 7.
Okay. It's pretty big. It doesn't... I don't know. It might be hard to break that. That's all. That's maybe what you'll get for a 7.
Fair enough.
But there is a control panel there.
Okay. And then the walker is between me and the control panel. Is that right?
It's a little to your left.
Okay. How far am I away from the demigod walker, and how far am I away from the control panel?
So it's probably around 70 feet forward.
Okay.
The smaller one is like 30 feet to your, like kind of angled forward and to the left of you.
Okay. I think I want to make my way over towards the control panel, and I got some distance attacks, so I think I'm gonna like start running towards the control panel, but then like blast the demi walker with magic on my way past. I think that's gonna be the way I'm gonna be doing this.
Yeah, so, I think it's good for us to stay separate. Somebody tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna head towards the control panel. I'm not that fast. My speed's only 25 feet, but I'll take that movement. I'll head towards the control panel, and then I am also going to. I think I'll blast him with a chromatic orb. Let's try that.
Cool.
Nice.
I'll cast that at its regular old first level just for right now. And let's see how that goes.
What type of damage are you doing? It's a robot, so like maybe
I was thinking lightning.
Oh,
I was thinking
lightning damage. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Nice. So I rolled an 18 there.
An 18 on the robot or on which one are you talking about?
I'm trying to hit Bubbles. I'm trying to blast this chromatic orb up at Bubbles.
Oh, you'll have advantage on that anyways.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll roll a second one just to see if that's any
just
better.
Just in case you crit.
I do not, but 18 is, so 18 is what I've rolled there.
Cool, so you hit, so roll damage.
Cool, and I'm going to be doing lightning damage, if that makes a difference for
okay.
this fucker. That is 11 damage.
11 damage?
Yep.
Cool. You shock this robot, it sizzles in its brain, like little brain jar, cool. Smoke comes up. It doesn't seem like it hurt him more than other types of damage. It wasn't like super effective or whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, you heard him.
After I've moved, remind me, how far away am I from this control panel?
How far did you move total?
25 feet.
Okay, so you're still like 45 feet away from it.
Okay, fair enough. I think I'm gonna play a little conservatively and just sort of chill things down there.
I think that's cool. Good.
At the end of your turn, it is now Bubble's turn. He is going to look
Make
at
coffee.
Brenda Elizabeth.
He has disadvantage against any attack that isn't against me.
Okay.
And if he hits her, she has resistance.
Wow. Astrid's buddy is rubbing off on me.
If it's an attack, though.
If it's an attack, yes.
Did you say you want a coffee?
Yeah.
Throws a little water
caffeine.
Bottle at you.
I don't drink caffeine.
And then he throws a coffee at you.
I do the opposite.
I'm too young and my body is growing to maturity, so it's important that I don't stunt my blossoming.
Ripening.
It is crazy that you want to explain this to me right now.
He's going to look at Brenda Elizabeth and he's going to cast Hold Person.
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
All right. Okay. Well, all right.
You have to do a wisdom save in order to.
How wise is Brenda Elizabeth?
She's wise.
I guess you're a druid, so you're pretty wise. Yeah.
It's DC 14.
Come on. 18 on the dice!
Yes! Yes!
Okay. Brenda Elizabeth is too wise. Too wise to be held.
I got married in haste today, so I'm operating on a full fucking platter.
Brenda Elizabeth swore chastity. She can never be held.
I can't be held, only be held.
Mop is like, I forgot to go.
Confusing day for Mop. Really big confusing day. Turned into a robot, got married.
Brenda Elizabeth blushes. I guess this is a important moment for any newlywed to see their partner fight for the first time.
Mop is like, yeah, okay, whatever. Runs up to the robot and he attacks. You notice he's having a hard time because of how large the robot is getting in there. So
right.
Goes up. He fully whiffs because he's thinking about this conversation is really distracting him. He like just fully misses it, like it's like a full depth perception problem.
It's okay. If there's one thing I've learned from my grandparents is that love is unconditional unless you get divorced, which all of them did at least one time.
Oh, okay. All right. Mop is like, I'm just gonna put my headphones in. And little headphones pop out of his cheeks and go into his ears. So Mop misses. And now, Astrid, at the top of the order, you're over there by that wall next to that maul just stuck in the leg of
this. Sure. Well, who am I to not go after this delicious clue? I guess I'll pull the handle. Does it seem like it's like a thing that will open?
You look at it and it looks like in just the forming of this body, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, all the metal melted down to make this. But whatever magic is within this kept it from melting, and as you touch it, it's really cold to the touch.
Cool.
Make a history check.
Great. 14. I do have a plus zero to history,
okay.
But I rolled okay.
So as far as history checks go, this is one that would be also you can do it with advantage, but just to
great. 14.
So even Astrid would have paid attention to this piece of history. When you're looking at it, you see the words reason over might on it. This looks familiar to you. This would be one of the few things you paid attention to in class. This is June Orbrader's maw, the former leader of the dwarves here.
Yes. Can I sword in the stone this maul out of this robot?
Yes.
Yes!
Make an athletics check.
Ooh. Well, I rolled poorly, but it's okay. But 14.
You can do it with advantage.
I rolled with advantage. I got a 14.
A 14?
I rolled a 7 and a nat 1.
Okay. Astrid, you can't, like, it's starting to budge, but you can't get it out on a 14.
Okay, I guess I'll use my second action since I'm wasted. to try again. Okay, dirty 20.
Astrid, you know that reason over the might was their family saying that was how they ruled this place for a long time. But as a dwarf, you know that is a kind of inside joke for dwarves.
Uh-huh.
Because of this place being, reason being the outside world, might being the dwarven world.
Uh-huh. It's like literally it's over it. It's not.
So it's about them being mighty. So you use all your might and you pull the maw from its spot in this body. It detaches. It never melted because of the enchantment on it. You now have the Iron Comet, Druid cool. Orbiter's fabled weapon. I will send that to you on D&D Beyond real fast.
Sick.
I make a quick doodle of this moment so that Astrid can always remember it. Astrid, wow. You're gleaming.
Yes, the world is finally falling back into place. Everything ordered as it should be.
Yes.
A weapon returning home.
Reason over might wasn't a way for Astrid to grow as a character. It was a way for her to embrace her flaws.
Astrid, mm-hmm. While the world is on pause, who is this orb raider? So that I may doodle her as one of your ancestral guardians.
Just the coolest, most badass, most respected, coolest, and tell me coolest person to ever come out of this mountain.
Cooler than 8 grandparents?
You know what's cooler than 8 grandparents? 1 billion grandparents.
Who? Find them.
Astrid, it's in your character sheet now, and I added it. The Iron Comet is, you're attuned to it. It requires an attunement. You have a +1 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this weapon. While in a rage, when you hit with an attack using this magic mace, the target takes an extra 1d6 cold damage.
Wow.
In addition, while you hold the mace, you have resistance to fire damage and freezing temperatures. The mace sheds bright light in a 10-foot radius and dim light for another additional 10 feet.
I can't wait for you to just crack down on a saucer of cream and make ice cream.
It is maybe a good idea to try to freeze the water that bubbles is in.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Brain freeze, if you will.
Great. So you have this weapon now.
Is Bubble still on fire? That bonfire that
I actually was just going to say, as you said that, I realized create bonfire is concentration. I always fucking forget that cantrips can be concentration. So our sweet razzled ass is dismissed.
Oh, as you create this bonfire, flames licking in your eyes, a little kid obsessed with fire energy. Dazzle Razz looks to his father as he disappears.
The most ADD spell casting of concentrating on passing out trace and then concentrating on making another horse and then concentrating on the
really
fire.
It really is teen girl spell casting.
It's too much work for children. Tredix is like, guys, focus up.
That's why I wanted to do Thornwind.
We got this, we got this, we got this.
Wow, I summoned Razzle Dazz into this world only to disappear.
But does Bubbles continue taking damage from that bonfire?
If it's under concentration,
it is. You create bonfire until the spell ends. Concentration up to a minute. The magic bonfire fills a 5-foot cube. Any creature in the bonfire space when you cast the spell must succeed a dexterity saving throw or take, at this level, 2d8 fire damage. A creature must also make the saving throw when it moves into the bonfire space for the first time or ends its turn there. So it actually should have made it again.
Okay.
So I like to think that his little water thing is boiling.
Yeah. Yeah. And is Chromatic Orb sitting on him as well? Or no,
Chromatic Orb is more like a blast.
Okay, cool. Attack. I forgot that this guy has magic resistance.
Ooh.
So he should have made one more check. I'll just do it for this one.
What does that mean, magic resistance?
The brain has advantage on saving throws against spells and other magic effects. Mm. So I'll just do that from here on out. Okay, he failed again.
That time I rolled way better. 13 fire damage.
Okay. He's just badly hurt by this. Can you do anything to put the fire out?
I think that you're technically supposed to just move out of the bonfire space. The bonfire ignites flammable objects in its area that aren't being worn or carried.
Okay.
So yeah, I think if you just step aside, you'll not be in the fire anymore. You're like in Home Alone when Joe Pesci gets the blowtorch on his head, but you never move. You're just, Bubbles is just doing
but
that.
But it's like if Joe Pesci stepped out onto a little platform that he couldn't move on. Okay, cool. So he took that damage. Astrid, it's your turn. So did you do anything else for the rest of your turn?
Can I hit one of the legs of this demi guy?
You can run up.
Great. With my new fancy axe. Oh, I did not roll very well.
That's fine. You're just getting to know
it. Yes. 16. 16 misses, right?
16 misses for sure.
Cool.
I'll just give you this for free. It's hard to hit him because he is so large. If you don't have reach or if you're not large, you have a hard time with that.
Okay.
So technically you should make that with disadvantage, to be honest.
I mean, I would have missed either way.
Yeah, either way. So never mind, whatever.
Astra, do you need to attack someone to stay in rage? Because if you do, you could just give me a little slap across the face.
Honestly, that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me. I will absolutely do that next time.
Amazing. So that's the end of Astrid's turn. Brenda Elizabeth, the Warforged demigod, is going to reach back and try to grab you. Make an opposed strength check.
Opposed strength. I'm going to roll with my lucky dice. That's going to be another nat one.
Oh, no.
but you can roll it because I'm a halfling.
Wow.
And a 7. That's a 9.
Okay.
It looked like
he only rolled a 7 on the die too, but he gets a plus. What is it? Yeah, plus 6 to it because he's very strong.
I graciously accept defeat.
He's gonna pick you up off the back of your head and throw you at the Godwalker as well.
Little do you know, I dream of soaring through the sky like a birdie.
So are both Brenda Elizabeth and Astrid over by the control panel now?
They're close-ish to it. They're about like 10, 15 feet from it. 13 for Brenda Elizabeth damage.
Cool.
Do you have to make a concentration save?
Yep. But I do it with advantage because of my dragon form. Oh, yeah, that hit. Okay, yeah. I looked at my non-advantage one, which was a 3. But my other one was a 12. Plus other stuff.
Okay, cool. That's the end. The Warforged Titan's going to move towards you guys, try to like box you in over here. And that will be the end of his turn.
If the Warforged is moving, would Dazzle Razz get an opportunity attack?
Sure. Yeah.
I love when a DM clearly isn't threatened by something. Sure.
Wait, I do too, right? He's right. Because I just attacked him.
No, he's moving towards you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, that's, I forgot that he moved your way. So, yeah, Brenda Elizabeth is closer to the panel. Astrid's further away now. But, yeah, you both get an attack on him.
So, Dazzle Razz got a dirty 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
I got a 22.
9 from Dazzle Razz.
Both of these will hit. Roll damage.
Great. Hang on.
And I'm just cheering them on.
I'm very proud.
Emily, okay. Did you take your extra haste action, by the way?
Last time, yeah, I did. I haven't gone yet, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm about to go. Yeah, that's how I was able to create bonfire.
14 freezing damage.
Woo!
Yeah.
Baby. Damn. Wait, so only the D6 is freezing. The rest of it is not.
Oh, yes. 4 freezing and 10 regular.
Okay. Brent Elizabeth, how much did Dazzle Razz hit for?
Dazzle Razz hit for died.
Okay.
With his hooves.
His beautiful hooves.
Slapped him with his hooves. I like to think that Dazzle Razz is standing on his hind legs like a boxer.
Yeah.
just like, punching with his hooves.
Dazzleraz punches, just sort of does a little like horse box and punches this bot. Astrid also swings the Iron Comet at it, smacks it for 14. That does that's still, they're both not hurting it, but it's at the same time very big and strong, and she's like, ow, stop. That's the energy of it. After that, it is Brenda Elizabeth's turn.
Okay, I will once again Guiding Bolt the brain.
Guiding Bolt the brain.
I need to stop rolling with this dice. That's going to be a 10 to hit the brain.
Misses.
Okay, I've got my create bonfire going. Fuck it. I'm going to try and climb up there and thorn whip him. Actually, I'm going to do exactly what I said. Me and Dazzleraz are going to fucking take that falling damage. I'm going to have Dazzleraz come over, face step us up, and then I'm going to try and thorn whip him so that I only have to do one strength to try and whip him out.
Amazing.
Okay, yes. Yes. Dazzleraz dodges through the legs of this Warforged thing to get to you. I think he's going to get an attack of opportunity on him if he leaves the threatened area of that, because we've kind of closed in on the legs. And there's not that it has reach, so I don't know how it could get around him.
Oh, I see. Okay. If that's the case, I'm just gonna thorn whip him then. Obviously, it won't pull him out. I'm just gonna do it just to do the damage to him.
Cool.
Oh, 19 plus 7, 26.
Okay, that'll hit.
Nice.
And I hit him for 3 damage.
Do you pull him at all or anything?
I mean, I do.
He's like locked in.
Okay.
It pulls you 10 feet closer, but I think probably from this angle, I wouldn't be able to.
Sure. Well, that's where the fire is anyway, I guess.
Yeah. And so he'll take the fire next turn anyways, assuming he fails. And then Dazzleraz is going to try to attack this thing again.
Cool.
23 to hit.
Cool. That hits.
Great.
7 damage.
Okay.
Once again, punches him. The horse punches him.
Full, like, cartoon kangaroo level.
Your horse, Dazzleraz, cracks his knuckles and runs up and punches the Warforged guy for 6 damage or 7 damage? His hooves, yes. Cool. Anything else at your turn?
That's all.
So at the end of your turn, Bubbles looks kind of woozy now. He calls for help. He's like,
what a loser.
You, please. The ritual can wait.
And you see a Warforged drop down from the Godwalker and land on the platform next to him. He has no nipples.
gasp.
I have a piece of your soul, motherfucker. Rattle my earrings at him.
He's going to try to get to Turbine.
Interesting.
He's going to use his movement to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the Tin Barnabas, he calls down for help. And the familiar Warforged soldier that escaped from earlier jumps down fully without nipples, lands in front of Turbine, and he's going to take 3 attacks on you.
What?
Whoa.
What?
This guy has too many attacks. Ooh. That's what I think.
Too many attacks.
I wish you could shield someone.
I rolled 2 nat 20s.
What?
Ugh.
However, he
rolls concentration for the individual hits. Remember that.
Okay, this is the guy who has the ability that happens when you have a nat 20.
Okay, hold on. First, while you're doing, so I just want to be sure you're not rolling with advantage or anything, right? You're just.
No, but I was rolling 3 attacks.
Okay, and then and then you're just attacking. So I just have to try to block this, right?
Yes. Well, if you have an ability or something, or that it's a reaction that you can take,
will shield help me out here? I think that's mainly for magic, right?
Not on a nat 20, and that only adds so much too.
Okay, so what do I have to do? I'm just gonna take this damage, or is there something that I roll here?
Well, it's really weird because on the first hit, his ability went off. So let me see real fast.
I don't remember his ability.
I don't think
either.
He crit before.
He didn't. But we learned it on the arc bark, but now I remember.
I think he just told us that there was an ability, right?
I do have like some luck points, but if I'm not rolling anything, that's not going to help me.
Can't you make someone else reroll with a luck point?
I don't think so. Not with the weights word here. It says whenever you make an attack roll, an ability check, or a saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Oh wait. Or when an attack roll is made against you.
Oh!
I'm gonna see the fabric of the universe, and I'm gonna be like, no, that's not how that attack should be. And I'm just gonna sort of, I'm gonna use my luck points, and I'm gonna have you re-roll those.
Okay.
So you rolled two nat 20s, you said?
You can only, I don't know that you can use three luck points in a turn, or you know, multiple luck points. That's just sort of like a house rule thing, just because it is very, very broken. But I will...
Fair enough.
Okay.
Hit me! Hit me!
So the first attack is now a 19.
Jesus.
So that will hit. Damn. Okay, he rolled an 8 on his die, plus 3, so you take 11 damage.
Okay.
And then his second hit hits you and polymorphs you into a will-o-wisp.
Polymorph sword.
Okay.
Oh,
incredible.
Okay. So first,
not even a concentration check.
Okay, so first I'll take that 11. So that will bring me down to 26. All right. And then what happens with this polymorph? What's going on here?
He just put it in the comments.
Oh,
that's
all right,
you are that.
Isn't it a little
now.
Beam of light?
You're just like a little
witches
wisp.
And wizards friends.
The Will of the Wisp can't hear or carry anything.
I think, I mean, with that, I think concentration be broken.
No, why? And then is there any way to undo this, or am I just a Will of the Wisp now?
Roll an insight check.
Sure. With my new stats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see, this is... Insight is under what stat? Intelligence?
Yes. I think.
Hold on.
It was wisdom or something.
No, you're right. Yes, you're right. It is wisdom. Okay.
So you get a plus 2. These are not bad stats.
Yeah, they're all right.
Except for strength. Strength is not good.
All right. So I'm rolling a d20. Oh, shit. That is a 2. I'm a little dancing.
You don't know. You don't know what you are. You don't know what happened. This thing punched you, and you turned into a little ball of light.
Okay.
Turbine, is that you? You're going through so many changes today. Is this your ripening?
Tab on your.
I make
shiny.
Little Tinkerbell noises.
I don't want to throw around the word glow up too much, but.
He misses you on his third attack.
Good.
With that, the haste fades, and you all lose your next.
Oh break. No.
Does but Razzle Dazz doesn't, right?
Dazzle Razz does not, okay. Yes. So that was the martial arts. Turbine, it is your turn now.
Perfect.
You are not sure what happened. You got jacked in the face, and then the second one seemingly changed what you were entirely.
Very good.
And now
jacked in the face is a truly cursed phrase.
Cool. So what do you do?
Cool. Can I make any other, can I try to make another check to see if there's a way to reverse this?
Yeah. Make another insight check since it's your turn.
I assume I don't have any of my spells or abilities and stuff. I'm just a straight up will-o'-the-wisp now, right?
I believe so.
Great. Good. Just making sure I can't dispel magic or anything.
I mean, this melee spell attack's pretty good.
All right, I rolled an 11. It gets a plus 2 to wisdom, so that's 13.
Okay. You feel like it's not necessarily a permanent transformation.
Okay.
You think that it will end at some point. Yeah, you still have your, like, alignment and personality.
What happened to all his clothing and stuff? Did it just fall to the ground?
And my ring.
To the pile on the ground.
Just a little light.
I actually also have to take out my Trapper Keeper and sketch this as well.
Everyone can see my obelisk underwear that fell to the floor too. It's like Batman underoos, but it's got a big old obelisk.
Actually,
on it.
Sorry, the creature's gear does meld into its new form. Okay, so it didn't all fall off. You saw it hang in the air for a second and then suck into the ball of light. So you are embarrassed. I don't think you would know the exact reason for exact way to undo this.
Okay. I just know that it's not necessarily permanent. Very, very well. That's fine. I'll just be a will-o'-the-wisp for a turn. This is kind of fun. Just give me a second. I have once again changed characters completely in the middle of the game, and I need to reorient myself.
Get it together, Trap. Fucking get it together. Be a professional.
Okay. All right. I can either just turn invisible and keep trying to figure out how to reverse this, or I can just zap this guy.
If you zap this guy, there might be, I don't know how this works, but there might be some form of concentration that is required.
Sure.
His polymorph is a concentration spell, so if you hit him, it's possible it would hurt his concentration.
Sure.
Or like if he dies, maybe it would
hurt. Right. Sure. Especially if it's lightning damage.
Yeah, all right. I'll try to shock this guy. So that is an... Let's see. Type plus 4 to hit, reach 5 feet, one creature, hit 9. This is looking at... okay, so, sorry. I'm rolling a d20 here, right?
Mm-hmm, with a plus 4 to hit.
Yes.
Okay. Motherfucker. Does an 11 hit?
No way.
Cool.
He's like... It's like dodging a lightning bug.
Very good. Then with the rest... I mean, he'll get an attack of opportunity on me, but I guess I'm going to I'll float over to the control panel. Who gives a shit? I'm will-o'-the-wisp now. Let's see. What's my speed? Oh, I got 50 feet. I'm faster now than I was before. Or you know what? Even fuck it. I'm going to fly up to the bubbles platform, and I'll just plan on zapping him up there for a little while. It's probably gonna be pretty hard for him to touch me if I'm up there and throw me around and stuff, because I can fly. So I'm gonna fly like basically behind bubbles and like
float around
behind bubbles. Yeah, I'll just take the attack of opportunity from him.
He misses.
Good.
What if he crit again and just turned you into something else?
I know.
Accidentally turned you God. Back.
So Turbine, horrible. Horribly confusing day. Horribly confusing last 8 seconds or so.
It's just been
this
like
this thing turned you into a will-o'-wisp and clearly didn't understand the implications of what it was doing. It was like the supply technology, I did not have time to remove it from me.
Wow.
And
today I became
twice.
A wife and Turbine became a wisp.
After your turn,
I must float. That is my goal in life, is to float.
I forgot his turn last time, so he's going to go now. Mop's going to run up to the martial arts adept and say, "You created me. Now I shall end you." And take his attack on him. He hits.
Yes.
Okay.
Kill your father.
And he's going to flurry of blows, too. Nat one.
Since we're married, does he get my halfling bonus? So that he can reroll ones?
You hear music just blasting in his ears. Four. Oh, cool. He hits it for 7 damage. At the end of his turn, it's now Barnabas's turn. Can he... And now, before he takes damage, he can move out of it, right?
Before he takes damage, yeah.
Okay. He's going to unplug himself from the demigod walker and try to, like, jump to the next platform.
Wait, Barnabas is?
Yes.
Do I get an attack of opportunity from him? Because I'm hanging out by him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you're a nasty little wimp.
I love only to float.
make an attack of opportunity.
This is so stupid. All right.
This is the weirdest. I didn't expect it to be this weird.
All right, let's see. I rolled. I pretty much. I just attack with this shock spell, right? That's my only attack, I think. It's so weird playing as a monster. So I rolled a. Where was that? I rolled a 12. And I don't. Do I have any bonus here? Yes, plus 4, so 16.
You hit. yeah, roll damage.
Great.
Do you have any way to hold him there so that he has to take a fire damage?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think I can. It's very funny though. Okay, so I'm gonna roll 2d8 instead of just doing the flat 10 because that's more fun.
It's 2d8. Mm-hmm.
It's 2d8.
Yeah, 2d8 lightning damage.
That's not good. That's 3 damage. 3 lightning damage.
It's a mosquito bite.
Essentially, yeah.
Little static
Bubbles
shock.
Is like, yeah. Ah, what the hell? Like, and jumps off to the next platform.
I
like,
love
escaping
to
the
float.
Fire.
I love to float.
Who all is near the demigod walker?
I don't know.
I am, right, because I hit it at the end of my last thing.
Yes.
I'm assuming I'm somewhere up in the mix. Oh, wait, maybe I was thrown
you
against
You got
something?
Thrown to that yeah, wall. Yeah. So you're like 20 feet away, okay. I would say.
Cool. And Rizal Dazz.
Dazzle Rizal. cool. Oh, he's not doing too hot. Okay, so he's going to... He looks forward at Dazzle Rizal, Astrid, and I think if you guys are surrounding... Well, yeah, I think he would hit Turbine as well with this.
Okay.
Turbine's up in the... Isn't Turbine up in the...
I'm floating up...
Up in the platform.
Up by where... I'm by the... I don't... You tell me where the distance is, but I'm floating, like, up where Bubbles used to be a moment ago.
Okay, cool. So he's jumped down from there. I think he can hit both Astrid and Dazzle Rizal with this. Okay. And he's going to look at you guys. He puts his little hands to his brain and focuses, and you feel like the air waves in front of you. Make an intelligence saving throw.
Uh-oh. I'm not very smart. I rolled a 4.
That's an 8 for Dazzle Rizal.
Okay. You both take 12 points of damage. His like brain in a jar is like cracking. It's really fucked up. But he's like maybe like panicked at this point, and he uses a mind blast on you guys.
Okay.
You both take 12 points of damage and you're stunned.
What kind of damage is it?
This is psychic energy.
Okay, so I take that.
You know, it's not terrible to be stunned though, because you are gonna lose a turn from haste.
Yes,
so
I'm already.
He kind of doubled up.
I'm just. Really,
so tired.
My nose is bleeding from all of the haste that I took.
You're like in that movie with Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Limitless. Limitless or something like that.
Or like Lucy when she starts, wow, she's using 100% of her brain.
Yeah. So yeah, you both take 12 points of damage and you're both stunned.
Great. Okay.
For a minute. And a creature can repeat their saving throws at the end of each turn. Yeah. That's the end of his turn. Ooh. It looks like something, him detaching from the robot has done something to it. Like, it seems like it's like kind of rattling more. Like, something is, he had to sacrifice something to do this.
Mm.
Cool. And we're back at the top of the order. It's Astrid's turn.
I lose my turn from haste. So okay. I don't do anything.
I think I'll let you just make the saving throw just to see if you're stunned.
Mm.
That's a 9.
Okay. You're still stunned.
She's not smart. She has a plus 0 to intelligence.
God bless her. She's great, but she ain't smart.
She's cute. She ain't smart.
Okay. Now, we are back to the demigod walker. He's kind of shuddering like an engine that got fucked up. He is going to make a check. Okay, he passes. He's going to go up to Astrid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take an axe attack on Astrid with advantage, I think, because you're stunned. Okay, that hits. You take... You're going to take 19 points of damage.
If I were to Will-O-The-Wisp, I could really help with all this.
I'm at 25.
And then he's going to take attack on Dazzle Rizal.
No.
Yes. With his hammer fist.
Oof, and that's going to hit. I just realized because I couldn't do anything this turn, my rage also ends.
Okay.
Very fun. Very cool.
And then the second attack also hits Dazzlerazz for 19 damage.
Dazzlerazz is down.
No.
Did he take damage earlier? Oh, yeah. Shit, he did.
Yeah.
So Dazzlerazz falls to the ground. That's the end of the Warforged Titan's turn. Brand Elizabeth, it's your turn now.
So I presumably can't do anything, right? Because I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so Brenda Elizabeth watches in horror as her friends get struck by this large hulking robot.
On my wedding day, nonetheless.
Next up is the martial arts adept. He's going to take three attacks on Mop.
Are you going to make me a widow?
God damn it.
What is Mop going to turn into?
Did you just polymorph Mop?
Yeah.
Join me, my wispy brethren. Come, we will live free as lights in the sky.
Look at this random polymorph table again. Nippleless Warforged robot comes up to Mop and is like, all right, let's do this. Let's have a classic martial arts fight, and punches him and immediately turns him into a flying manta ray aberration thing that's flapping its like horrible, like dark wings. Has its like little, like, you know, the face that's supposed to be skimming sand is like looking up at you.
Brenda Elizabeth whispers, my husband.
His headphones fall out of his ears. Yeah, so he is that, and then he's going to take two more attacks. Jesus Christ, this game's weird. So he hits him twice, hits him for 21 points of damage as Mop is just floating as this strange thing. That's the end of that thing's turn. Everybody, now it is Mop's turn. He's just going to...
Totally lost track of the order here.
He had a weird... He had his first turn missed, so... Yeah. He's just going to bite and whip with his floating, you know, manta ray tail at this thing. Okay, he hits once. Okay, so eight damage. Eight damage to our other friend. Yeah, he passes the concentration check. Okay, that's the end of that turn. At the top of the order.
Here's the question. If he's doing concentration checks, can he have two
that's true.
Polymorphs going?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Technically, after this guy got turned into a cloaker, the polymorph spell drops from Turbine. Turbine, make a dex check to catch the...
I am floating in the air. That's cool. That's all right. Now, do I have advantage on dex checks from my little magnet boots?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you're like near metal stuff, that would work.
All right, let's try this. All right, we're definitely gonna take that advantage. That is a nat 20.
Whoa. Yes. So Turbine does a gainer onto the platform. Does somehow a backflip that defies gravity and plants his legs onto that platform. Or wherever you want to go with the nat 20, really.
That makes the most sense. I'll follow the DM. That's fine. Very, very funny to imagine transforming out of a will-o'-the-wisp, doing a back flip, and like...
Yeah! Yeah! Who am I? Yeah.
Cool. I don't know whose turn it is. That was not on my turn.
Oh, yeah. That was not your turn. Astrid, it is your turn now.
Okay.
You're still stunned.
I'm still stunned. I just get to roll. I rolled a 2.
No!
Astrid, not still good stunned. At dealing with any kind of distractions.
Okay. So the Warforged Titan's going to take an attack on Astrid with advantage. He hits... That is 17 points of damage.
I'm at 8 hit points currently.
Okie dokie.
All right. So he's going to take attack on Astrid. He actually might miss. Hold on.
My AC is 17.
Yeah, he rolls a 16 on his second attack.
Yeah, baby.
So somehow he misses. And he's going to make a check. That's cocked. He starts shuddering, and you feel like something is shutting down within him. And he probably won't be able to do this for much longer.
Cool. Okay.
That is the end of his turn. Brenda Elizabeth, it's your turn.
We have a healing potion, right?
Yes, I have a healing potion.
Can I grab the healing potion from Astrid, use my action to give it to Astrid, and then bonus action healing word Dazzle Razz back up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, so I give the potion to Dazzle Razz, rolled poorly for it, but Dazzle Razz got 4 hit points and then 13 hit points to Astrid. And then Dazzle Razz, I'm going to tell him to go after this fucking monk, the Warforged.
Okay. So Dazzle Razz wakes up and goes, Father!
15. Does a 15 hit?
15 does not hit.
That's fine. You're up. That's all that matters.
I'm going to turn you into a person, he said. Dazzle Razz is going to stay next to the martial arts adept. Is that the Warforged guy?
Yeah.
Cool. So that's the end of that turn. The martial arts adept is going to look at this hideous creature that it made, the cloaker in front of it, and take 3 attacks on him.
My husband.
I think that's 3 hits. So, okay. Hits him for 23. All right. He's still looking pretty healthy in this new form because he has the HP of that. He's just punching a manta ray, which looks really uncomfortable.
Little wet slaps.
It reacts as if it's like underwater and got hit. That's the end of the martial arts adept's turn. Turbine, it is now your turn.
Cool.
Bubbles is looking real hurt.
I'm not near him, right? Because I'm on top of the thing, but he's... How far away is... Where is Bubbles? I don't even know.
You're not like punching distance, but you're close.
Okay. Cool.
He's on a different platform.
Okay, cool. I think what I'm going to do, unless like sight lines are all fucked, tell me if I can't do this. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to quicken spell and cast... to use a bonus action to cast aid on Brenda Elizabeth, Astrid, and Dazzle Razz. And then using my regular action, I'm going to chromatic orb.
You can't cast 2 spells. You can only use quicken spell that's what cantrips are. You're allowed to double up on cantrips. That's why when I had haste, I did regular spell and then cantrip.
Got it. Okay, well, I've got some damaging cantrips. I'll just use a cantrip instead of my chromatic orb. Unless, like I can see him and stuff. Like, I assume he's within 120 feet.
Yeah, you can see him for sure.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. So I'm using my last 2 sorcery points to cast aid at a 3rd level. That'll be my last 3rd level slot.
Wow.
And that gives to Brenda Elizabeth, Astrid, and Dazzle Razz each, you all get your hit point maximum and your current hit points increase by 10.
Great.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
Thank you, Turbine. Whoa, you're back.
I'm back. I think I was happy. I think it was happier as a glowing light. I need to think about some stuff. I've been through a lot today.
Okay.
I'm going to use my cantrip. I'm going to use, let's do... Firebolt. I'm going to firebolt
great.
Bubbles. So that is 16?
16 hits.
Nice.
Roll damage.
Yeah. This has been a bad day for this guy in fire.
That is 12.
They found my one weakness. Fire.
It's a lot
that
of
is 12 fire damage.
12 fire damage. Turbine, you hit Bubbles in the face with a firebolt. It shatters the glass and starts burning his brain. Whoa. He starts flailing around trying to bat out the flames on his actual brain. It's like making his body sort of short circuit as he touches his own brain. His arms move in weird directions. But before he falls to the ground dead, he says,
"The gilded will never be stopped."
And drops.
Wow. Dead. Inflamed in the brain.
Inflamed in the brain.
This is your brain on drugs. Okay, so that was his turn and he's dead. The cloaker is going to take 2 attacks. Hits our guy one more time for 17 damage. The martial arts adept is pretty fucked up too, but we're going back to the top of the order. It's Astrid. I don't think you're stunned anymore if he's dead.
Sick. Do I get the impression that destroying the control panel will end something? Will do something?
It seems like destroying it might be.
It's a very Astrid response. To see a keyboard and be like, I gotta
smash
this. Smash
things. I don't know what to tell you. That's all I do.
Might over reason.
Who's left? Just the monster guy.
The demigod walker, aka the Warforged Titan, is like kind of lumbering around, and then there is the Warforged monk.
Okay, then I'll attack the Warforged monk. Why not? I'm not raging.
He's a little further away from you. You can probably get to him this turn.
Yeah, my movement is still 35. So.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably enough. So you get closer distance.
Great. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not hit.
Okay. Oh, I get a second attack. That also misses. So that was nice.
Oh, no.
Okay. Great. All right. So that was your
that
turn.
That was my turn.
We are not rolling well today.
We are not rolling well. I do have this cool
You guys started
weapon.
So strong, and it's just really falling apart.
I moved like 100. I just burnt all of my energy in that first round. And then
hey, Rin haste Elizabeth. Makes waste, you know, guys? Don't be cool, all right?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
The demigod walker is like shuddering as it walks. It's going to take an attack on Brenda Elizabeth. Does a 18 hit?
It does. Ah, fuck it, I'll shield.
Oh, okay. So that misses, and then he's going to take another attack on you, I guess.
Okay.
Does a 25 hit?
A 25? Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to hit you for... That would be 18 points of damage.
Ooh. Brenda Elizabeth smiles as like a little bit of glitter drips from the side of her mouth like blood.
The demigod walker just is shuddering and just goes, disgusting, and drops over to the side dead.
Am I on the demigod walker?
Yes.
Do I take
make a dex check?
I'll take a dex check.
You have advantage on dex checks because of your shoes.
My little magna boots. That is, first one is 15. Second one is also a 15.
Okay, I think you more like you make a running land, but you sort of trip as well and fall over. It's pretty negligible. It just wasn't cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So that guy's down. Warforged Titan's down. Brenda Elizabeth, it's your turn. Okay. You guys look up. The only guy there is your nippleless friend, who's a little like, wait, what am I? What's
so
the
Warforge is totally done. I don't have to worry about the Warforge. All right. Brenda Elizabeth is going to say, get away from my husband. And guiding bolt the Warforged, the nippleless Warforged. And who it's a fucking 3! Fuck me!
Oh, God. We're rolling
I don't think
so
I've, like,
bad.
Hit with it. Okay, but also, Dazzle Raz is going to make an attack on this nippleless guy. That's another 3.
They're all whiffing on this guy. He's like, kind of like, he's like juking and like running. He's like kind of cornered by a bunch of animals and having a bad time. Let's see. Yeah. He's looking around. It's his turn now. He's going to take a dodge, actually. He's going to run.
Oh, my God.
He just starts sprinting away. Turbine, it's your turn.
Oh, fuck this guy.
The machine.
Wait,
if he
sprinted away, though. Oh, he took a dodge action. Sorry.
The opal is glowing red. The eyes of the Warforged. Godwalker are starting to slowly glow.
Okay, as much as I'd love to, to take revenge on the nippleless guy, I'm very concerned about this awakening god. So, can I reach the control panel? How far away is it from me?
Yes, I think you can get there in one.
Okay,
absolute early rose for the fact that he ran away.
This guy's like. The actual calculation is to run.
The second time this guy's run away from us. It's fucking coward.
Okay, so I'm going to go over to the control panel, and can I investigate it or something to look at it to see if I can figure out like if there's some way to shut off this whole like god transportation thing going on?
Make a charisma check or whatever is higher for your investigation.
My charisma is going to be much higher, so I'll just do a flat charisma check here. That's a nat 20.
Woo! Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Take it.
Turbine. This all makes sense to you. You're seeing the matrix in these panels in front of you. There's a bunch of like weird levers and things that like at first glance, if you were a normal person, you're like, I don't know at all what to press. But you are of the clockwork soul now.
This makes sense.
And
yes.
So you yeah. see this, and you see that one of these kind of like, you know how like a sound mixer has all those like, dials that go up and down? One is cranked all the way to red, and then there's white at the bottom.
Someone moved this to red. I put on some headphones, but I leave one of the cans off, nice. You know, just so I can kind of hear. And I turn the red panel down to white.
Turbine's in the fucking studio now.
just fucking mixing. Yeah, it sounds great. Fuck, yeah.
There's something a little off of this mix. So you turn it all the way to the white. And as you do that, the opal itself loses its red glow and instead gains this sort of white moon, like full moon-esque glow, the glow that Astrid would recognize from the painting in her father's bar. And as it does that, you see the charge reverse in all of the wires and all of the Warforged that were seemingly jump-starting whatever was happening, get the charge reversed onto nice. Them. And as you flip that, all of their heads start exploding. You see all these Warforged just like kind of start shaking with the energy of the opal. And all you look out and see a sea of these Warforged soldiers pop, 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 pop. And until all of them are just husks on the
Amazing.
Ground.
And then one last thing here. How far away is the nippleless guy from me?
Now from you, he's like 90 feet
okay,
away.
Okay, all right. I thought I might.
Oh,
I
he's 90 feet away?
Well, because I.
We're going
to
have to keep going through initiative then, because I have 120 feet to try and get him with Guiding Bolt.
I thought I'd maybe Misty Step over there and get in his way, but that's too far for Misty Step. So I think that's all I can do, which is fine, because I made a bunch of robots explode, so that'll be it for me.
Astrid, it's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try shooting at this guy.
He turned mop.
So this guy's just running down out of the city.
Yeah. I mean, I have to roll with disadvantage because he's more than 80 feet away.
Oh, but yeah. Wait, sorry, Astrid, I noticed your posture's a little off, and I use my clockwork sorcery to get rid of that disadvantage.
Great.
By restore balance.
Fuck.
I rolled a 5, so I got a
9. it clangs on a building kind of like to his left. He's like, is that a bee? Like, just keeps running.
Gotta go fast.
Brenda Elizabeth, it's your turn.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Still 90 feet away.
God, I hit once this entire fight for like 6 damage.
Okay, does a 17 hit?
Let's see it. Yes.
It does?
A 17 would hit.
Okay, I'll do.
And this is a guiding bolt, not a regular arrow, right?
Guiding bolt, yeah.
Okay.
11 damage, 11 radiant damage.
An arrow thuds into his shoulder and he keeps running. He's like, fuck! I'm leaving! I'm done!
What about Mop? Did Mop get an attack of opportunity on him when he was... Oh no, he dodged.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Weirdly, I am kind of happy for him.
Okay, with that, after him, the martial arts adept dives into a tunnel and woof, escapes. Yeah. Arrow deep in his shoulder. And with that, that's the end of the combat. You guys are out of combat. You've defeated the Tinned Barnabas. All the Warforged are dead around you.
What a week, and, huh?
What a week.
What a week.
Can I sneak a peek at this big-ass opal?
Yeah, it's like this. It's basically like the dome of a big building.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hug it.
As you hug the opal, you hear like ting, 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 like kind of like a distant hammering, and you see a beam of light protrude from the side of a cavern. A bunch of dwarves and gnomes and halflings start spilling in. Raider's mom and the rest of the dwarves, they've finally breached the city of Vermeer. It took them years and years and years, wow. But they finally got it.
I did it! I defeated the bad guys! Me, Astrid Starborn!
They're like, and what are the bad guys again? What happened?
I like magnanimously float up behind Astrid and be like, yes, Astrid was very brave today.
Yes,
I
agree.
My muscles.
Astrid did everything.
But again, the two goons would just say, yeah, behind the bully.
Yeah, you did it, Astrid.
Everyone starts yelling, Astrid, Astrid, Astrid,
Astrid. Astrid.
And with that, we'll go into, like, yeah, the rest of the day is spent celebrating the return of to this great city.
To the hotel! Cucumber sandwiches for everyone!
Your dad's like, ah, but you have to pay, though. It's not, they're not
they're
free.
They're on me and my dad.
I'll never financially
daddy,
recover.
Can I have money?
Daddy.
Later in the day, you all go to Starburn Manor and have cucumber sandwiches with your families. All Bryn Elizabeth, all eight of your grandparents are there. Bink Bonk Raider. Everyone is like mostly celebratory, but confused as to what happened. The obelisk is still sitting upright, but after the polarity got reversed in whatever this was, this ritual was, it has started to like tarnish, and in spots it started to rust. And so whatever magic was keeping this together is starting to fade.
Can I try to fix it?
Sure. Turbine, it might be a task for another day.
All right, well, I'll at least get a little scrub brush.
Maybe Tradix. Hey, Tradix, does that crystal that you showed us the story of your life with, did it capture anything that we did in there? Because maybe we could just show it to the town.
It's actually a sort of a verisimilitude. It's not like there were cameras there. It's just sort of capturing the stories and presenting them.
Okay, so we'll
sort of like animates them, if you will.
Okay, I see. Well, I think first things first, I go up to Mop and I say, I know that we got married, but I think it just, I don't really feel it. but I also grew up in a household that divorce is like not taboo. So can we get a divorce?
I think technically, since it's not consummated, you can get an annulment.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, please annul this. Annul this. Or that was that was the voice of Dazzlerazz. Just overly invested in the situation. You have to annul this.
Why? Because Dazzlerazz, this obsession with Brenda Elizabeth's chastity is really weird.
You can't hear me.
Like,
you
I get that you want this to be annulled.
You can't fucking hear me, okay? Shut up, kid.
He keeps telling me I can't hear him, so I guess I can't.
Mop is also like, yeah, I've taken no steps forward in any process of this, so yes, I would love to take a step back.
You're taking the divorce really well, but so did all my grandparents, so maybe someday we'll cohabitate with our new partners.
He's turned back into a little van and he's riding away.
There he goes. Part van, part man, part man array. A van array.
Van array.
Van array.
So this is literally later the next day. It hasn't been that much time. The town is picking itself up from the original hunt for the Modrons that are now just kind of floating around friendly. They're not they were never on the side of the 10 Barnabas.
That's going to be good for tourism.
Mayor is like, yeah, maybe we could do that.
Dazzlerazz, don't you have a family?
Are you on Dazzlerazz's back?
Always.
Are you, as you say this, Dazzlerazz's eyes turn purple. And he looks up into the north and he goes, the call, and starts galloping away.
That's how she would have wanted
Brenda
to go.
Brenda Elizabeth assumes this is absolutely her destiny and just tucks into Dazzlerazz's long, curly hair.
Astrid, Turbine, you see Brenda Elizabeth just gallop straight into the distance.
Turbine, don't you have some kind of motorcycle type situation?
My little car? It's kind of more like a wacky Dr. Seuss type car. I don't know. It's gonna...
Some gnome comes up and is like, has anybody seen my horse?
I tell him that the horse is in a better place, which is true.
Dwarves are coming up to Astrid, giving her a little, sort of a new type of daily present. They are giving presents to their new queen. Because she wields the Iron Comet.
I accept this. Thank you. more presents, add them to the pile. Ooh, that one's quite big. I'm shaking all of these presents, but not opening them.
This is right. The world is as it should be.
It's rude to open a present in front of the person that got it for you. I'm just shaking them and feeling and trying to figure it out.
I look at the corduroy of the universe and I see that all the lines are very straight. Everything is as it should be. It's orderly and good. I stroke it a little bit.
Turbine, can you make a dex saving throw?
Sure.
Not with advantage because you're not in any metal.
Yeah, it's
19.
Wow. Okay.
You slip on a banana peel, but you maintain. And that's where we'll end the arc.
Yay!
Thank you for sticking through this longer than normal episode.
It's great.
And thanks so much for getting the podcast started on such a great foot.
What a delight.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah. I mean, it's really kind of like a flume ride of that you've led us yes. on. You know. A big climax at the end, mm-hmm. and then very pleasant otherwise.
A real Universal Jurassic Park ride.
Mm. Mm.
We were scared. We were thrilled. We got kind of soaked.
Yeah.
Like a or like a lazy river, but more exciting.
Yes.
You know? The ease of a lazy river with the fun like of the Jurassic Park drop.
Like a kind of hardworking river.
Sure. Yeah. A 4D Despicable Me Gru experience that I think we all enjoyed. Sure, multiple sure. senses. Sure. All our senses were delighted.
Banana.
With
yeah. Banana. Pito pito.
papaya.
Teriyaki. Wow. With just as much sense as we've ever made, as always so far, for the last time of this arc of the campaign. That's it. Thanks. And we have an arc bark, but so we'll
so you will have we'll to bark hear then. Our stupid voices one more time.
Yeah. Fucking stupid fucking voices.
All right. See you, idiots.
Bye.
Bye, you dumb fucking fucks.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to get all new episodes months early and hear the exclusive arc barks over on our Patreon.
Zach Oyama was your dungeon master for this episode, and the characters were Emily Axford playing Brenda Elizabeth, Mike Trapp was Turbine's Pizzles Inc., and Siobhan Thompson is Astrid Starborn. This episode was edited and produced by Zach Oyama and Jasper William Cartwright.
Bye.
Bye.